There are a lot of different ways to use Microsoft Works for Windows. Online Help provides a lot of different ways to learn about Works. The doorway into Help is the Help menu. Each command takes you to a different part of the Help system. If you're new to Works, you may want to start with the Works tutorial. You can take a single lesson and learn a specific task or concept, or go through the entire tutorial. Even if you're experienced with Works, you may want to explore new terrain through the tutorial. If you're in the middle of a task and have an idea of what you're trying to do, you may find that the index is the fastest way to get the information you need. The index has how-to entries, so you can go directly to the instructions for a specific task. With a how-to window open, you can automatically resize Works in the background. First, maximize your document window, then click Size Works. Now you can read the instructions and work at the same time. You can also print the instructions, or open a topic for more information. From the Help menu, you can go directly to the Keyboard Shortcuts topic. Here, you'll find information about using different key combinations to speed up tasks like formatting, highlighting, and navigating around your documents. You don't have to use the Help menu to open Help. With Works open, you can press the F1 key, and you'll get a topic about the tool you're currently using. And with the buttons at the top of the topic, you can get to the different parts of Help. You can also get help specifically for commands, dialog boxes, and message boxes. Highlight a command and press the F1 key to get a topic for that command. To get help for a dialog or a message box, just choose the Help button. Remember, help is never far away when you're using Microsoft Works. Use the Help menu commands, the buttons at the top of the Help topic window, and the F1 key to get the help you need.